Okay. So right from that moment, Zarkon is still kneeling with Galavel, praying on his rebirth and renewal, as that is his icon. As you are all steeling yourselves, I guess, to head out into the west to find Helm Crater and possibly rescue his daughter. We'll see how that goes.
How far away is Helm Crater?
Ashley would know. It's 1 to 2 days' journey on foot.
I'm a little worried about the fact that I am very tired from this battle. I don't think I have my faculties. I think I need to rest before we set out.
I think we need to rest.
We should lick our wounds and then get ready.
Absolutely.
We're in no shape to do anybody any good, or any more good.
Is our little homestead, is it... I mean, of course we don't want anything to be, like, on fire or anything, but are we able to go back to our tents? Like, do they still stand?
You can go back and check and see if something, see if there's anything salvageable.
Yeah, I think we need to go back.
We should go
back and help out who we can.
Yeah, help who we can. And then there's got to be enough stuff there that we can at least set up a makeshift camp for the night.
There's also a lot of people here that are essentially refugees.
Displaced.
If they know where we are, though, we got to be on the move fast. As soon as this dragon doesn't come back to report, they'll be back to kill us all very quickly. So maybe we rest a little bit, but then spend the rest of the night packing. Are there horses? And are there any wagons?
The camp had some stuff. Again, you can go back and see if there's anything you can salvage.
So let's go back, and now I'm asking again, are there any wagons that are in?
So you're going back to the camp?
Going back to the camp.
Okay. Ignis will take the other two healthy adventurers, the ones who were with Galavel, the Tabaxi, and the Orc Rogue. The one who you healed, because the Orc Rogue had gotten stabbed through the chest by Galavel. And if you're going back, take whatever it is you can carry and hurry about with your quest. And we're going to start the journey to Blackgate. Perhaps it's time to speed up our timeline to rendezvous with Lord Brassans. We have 17 new heads for him to take in over there.
You're leaving tonight?
I would like to get on the move as quickly as possible. I agree with your assessment that as soon as the Silveration does not come back to report, they're going to know that things did not go completely as planned.
Okay.
And I'd like to not have any of the non-combatants sleeping in a known target area.
Okay. So let's go clean up, make camp away from here. Rest up for the night.
Sounds prudent.
Good.
Crazy idea?
Yeah, tell me.
They built an entire structure in order to trick us. Would they be looking there to see if anyone's there?
That's not a half bad idea.
You think the closer we are to danger, the farther we are from harm?
It's more of where do they know to look for us?
Well, let's think about this logically. Let's say those people, they know they didn't kill us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they report back, they'll say we distracted them sufficiently. They won't say we killed them, okay? So what would our logical move be? They would know that we would be headed back here and see the devastation. They wouldn't be looking in that structure.
Correct. And it is a pretty big structure.
It's a huge structure. Why would you spend that much time and money and energy building a structure if it was just going to be empty? It's fascinating to me. Okay.
They had giants. Giants don't care.
So send everybody back, including us. We escort them back. Spend the night.
Just an idea, just an idea. Because I don't know if they'll be looking for anyone there. They'll be looking at the camp.
Yes.
They won't be looking. I don't think they'll be looking at their structure. Because we didn't destroy any of the structure, really.
No.
I don't think.
They not took really. Out a back wall.
They took out a back wall, but you guys didn't do anything.
It was a temporary structure.
Yeah, it wasn't even built well.
Yep.
Okay.
Might just be a place to house that they wouldn't look for anyone.
I agree. Let's talk to Ignis. This is our plan. What do you think?
Make a persuasion check.
Oh, shit.
Could I offer her advantage?
You can assist. Sure.
Oh, yeah, because I got nothing.
Do I have a fortune?
11.
11?
And I will follow it up with, it's the most logical place to be in this circumstance. It's far safer than being in the woods completely unprotected.
perhaps is a one-night solution, as long as... She looks over at Grigwin and Adair. So as long as we have a 24-hour rotating watch, I suppose there are worse places we could stay.
It'd be a lot easier with this many people without having somebody sneak up behind your back. If you only have two people circling watch, it's better to have only one entrance to be looking at. And I agree. 24 hours and get the hell out.
They did have a pretty good system set up for, you know, for when we got there, for when somebody was...
There is apparently a back door.
I would say not even 24 hours. As soon as the sun comes up, we'll be on the move.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8-hour rest. And
so if you guys want to start moving, we'll pack up what we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's move out, everyone. Stay quiet.
Are there horses?
You're going back to the camp?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought we were already at the camp.
You weren't at the camp.
We're at the camp.
Well, hold on, no. Because Zarkon is still praying with Galavel.
Oh, apologies.
When that's completed, you see Galavel is very, he's very tentative. He's very torn. He doesn't quite know where to go from here. You guys are going after my daughter. Should I come with you?
I don't think that's the wisest solution.
I feel responsible, but at the same time, I don't want to get in the way. Whatever you think would give her the best chance of survival is what I'll do.
I think for now, it is best for you to stay hidden away from all antagonists, as you may not be able to earn their trust back. And I motion to to everybody else. And you do not want to put yourself in a position to be used again by the enemy. I would say, is there any other, like, I don't know, safe haven or place that I would know of that I could just basically tell this guy to go and wait that, and we can, like, send for him?
You particularly, I don't know, because now all you would know would be, like, rebel bases, and Ignis has made it clear he's not welcome in any of them anymore. But he would tell you in the course of the conversation if you're convincing him not to go with you. I can, I'll stay hidden. I'll head to the north. Tell Vino when you find her to go where we used to take her when she was a girl. She'll know what I'm talking about. We had a little place up in the northern wildlands.
Vino is the name?
Vina. V-A-I-N-A.
Run and hide, you little bitch. Sorry, I'm not there.
Sorry, I was about to make a note and then I realized I'm not there either.
You guys can make notes, just don't meta. You can make notes about information that your characters don't have, that's fine. Just when the time comes, I trust you all not to meta.
Yeah, it's kind
no
of
Facebook, no Instagram.
Preventative.
Fair enough.
And what is his name again?
Galavel. G-A-L-A-V-E-L.
Besides, I think Ashley already knows everything he needs to know about this situation.
Yep. Okay. We shall.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think it's best if I just left rather than, you know.
I think that would be wise. I would give him... I'd give him a ration.
Okay. He takes it. Thank you.
May there be peace on your journey.
You as well. And he heads off into the tree line and is headed towards the north.
Mm.
Ignis is taking, based on your directions, she's taking the rest of the camp, which would be slightly southwest toward the fake supply depot. You guys are turning around and heading back to the camp. I will allow... This is about foraging for supplies or salvaging, so this will be survival checks. I will allow 2 survival checks. You can decide if 2 people are going to roll them, if one's going to do it with advantage.
I will assist anybody if that's something that's necessary, but I am not good with survival.
I will give persuasion to whoever needs.
Persuasion.
Not persuasion.
guidance.
Guidance, excuse me.
Okay.
You want to do a separate roll then? Each of us roll?
So you and me roll, and they help us out.
If you're going to do 2 separate rolls, that'll be... Well, there won't be an advantage to it.
Right.
But one of you can roll with guidance. One of you can add a d4 based on...
Okay.
Who has
there.
Survival?
Who has... Yeah.
I have 8 plus 8.
I have plus 2, so...
Ayo!
Alright, so...
You're giving him advantage.
What I will allow is, if you want... You can give him advantage. I'll also allow if you want to use the guidance and you could inspire him. That's something else you could do.
I mean,
you guys call.
I think I'd rather give you advantage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also going to say,
so generous,
I'd like to be able to possibly sit down and cast Identify and see if I can locate any magical option.
That's not really how Identify works.
Well, I thought it was weird. Look.
Any more detect magic?
That's what I was looking for.
So roll 2d. You're going to roll 2 survival checks.
Okay.
Take the higher number and then add a d4.
Boom.
And then plus 8.
So that's either going to be 17. Jeez. So 17 plus a d4. 21.
21. Okay.
I'm Bear Grylls out here.
Okay. You are able to recover. There were horses that didn't quite get away. They were sort of... they're fine. They're okay. They're usable. But there was a horse pen. A lot of the horses got out. There were... The 20 is what you needed, so I will say there are 4 horses that are still there that were not able to run away.
Okay.
Or whatever would happen, they didn't. They're still there.
So, like, they were spooked and they were, like, off the side.
Yep, or maybe their reins got caught on the side of the pen or whatever it might be. But there are 4 horses.
Okay.
There are plenty of traveling supplies, rations, or what is...
Can I go back to my tent? Is it still standing?
High or low?
High.
It is not still standing. Your tent was destroyed. There is a giant boulder sitting on top of it. You can see your...
Unlike Elton John, your tent is not still standing.
Does that mess up your little...
I will say any mundane supplies like rations, adventuring gear, anything like that, you're able to salvage more than enough to fill your packs. You also are able to recover Kespa's harp.
Ooh.
She had like this sort of in between a lyre and a harp that she would use, which for her was full size. For you, it's closer to a lyre because she was gnome size.
Got it.
Yes, Melody?
So the boulder is on top of my teleportation circle.
Yep.
How big is it? Could I ask the guys to try to push it?
You can certainly try.
All right, so that's a no.
Try that with your 10 strength, everybody.
I said, can I ask the guys to help me push it?
Okay, who's got the highest strength score? I believe it's...
Oh, fuck yeah, none of us.
You are welcome to give
it a try. Didn't I tell you we didn't have any strength? Didn't I tell you?
Love, you seem a little upset.
Yeah! All my books and all my shit and my teleportation circle, which took a lot of time and energy, is all smashed.
So it's broken?
If you tried to teleport, you'd be faced with a boulder. And also, it probably ruined all of the little carvings. It's fine. I was just going to use it as a back door anyway. I couldn't. No.
Didn't I see you cast a shatter spell?
Yeah, I do, but And then if I cast it, could I clear away the rubble?
Can certainly try.
I mean, depending on how small and big the pieces are. We could
help. I mean, that is a thing you can attempt.
Not a single one of us has strength. We all are a 0 strength.
But we're very attractive.
Strength is everybody's second dump set.
Pretty much.
Yep. All right. I'm gonna try to climb the boulder. How big is it?
You're gonna climb the boulder?
How big is the fucking boulder?
Make an athletics check.
I'm there with her. I'm trying to prop her up a bit, so I'm trying to help her out.
Sure.
Boost me.
You can do it with advantage. Wizard.
Athletics. Advantage. Okay, 12. I'm sorry, 15.
15.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
You get, I'd say maybe 2/3 of the way up.
Yep, Anna.
What is your ultimate goal? What are you trying to
accomplish? I wanted to stand on top of the rock and I wanted to jump up in the air and I wanted to slam down really hard on the boulder while casting Shatter.
Okay, you're able to climb the 50 feet to get on top of the
boulder. 50 feet? How big is the fucking boulder?
I'm teasing.
Damn,
no. All right. It's like a 5-foot boulder?
I'm teasing. No, it's about, I'd say maybe 10 feet-ish.
10 feet-ish, okay.
10 feet spherical-ish.
Spherical.
So you're able to somehow get handholds and get foothold, and you get on top of this boulder.
Yeah.
You're gonna jump down and cash shatter?
Yeah, like an anime character.
Okay, you cash shatter.
Yeah.
Can I give her, there's some sort of bardic inspiration? Yeah. Or something that'd affect?
It won't really affect this.
Really?
Yeah. It won't really affect this. Because the shatter forces the target to make a saving throw, which it fails. It's a boulder.
It's the boulder at disadvantage.
The boulder? All right, listen.
It is not a disadvantage, score. But it is conflicted.
Zero.
So isn't it because it's an object and the spell is like, if it's made out of stone, it carries extra damage, right?
I believe that's the case.
Character, not.
Do you want to read the fucking spell? I'll read the fucking spell.
Yeah, I think it's actually like very useful.
A creature made of a material such as stone has disadvantage on the saving throw.
It fails.
But it's not a creature. It's just a stone.
We've established that.
All right, I'm casting this at sixth level.
Oh wow!
Jeez, okay.
She's really upset at this boulder.
Did you tell us you were doing this?
34.
Because like we're gonna get.
You guys are just out there in the camp, and you're just hearing all of this, and you're like, "What's happening?"
You can hear the two of us being like, "Ah!"
What was the damage?
34.
I want to kind of like be in the general vicinity watching because I definitely was encouraging this.
So much for keeping a low profile heading back to this camp.
I want my fucking teleportation
spell. A cacophonous echoes throughout the clearing where the camp was made.
A 10-foot radius. Oh, a loud ringing painfully.
Yeah, and you see.
Oh. Are you within 10 feet of me?
Yeah, about that. I might have.
I would never tell him to back up.
I would have backed up.
At this point, you guys were level 11. Malady would know to tell him to back up. Orchestrion would probably have an idea. Let me get out of the radius.
I was like thinking about.
Yeah, the players may not know, but the characters would know. You guys have been fighting together long enough.
Yeah, I'm probably like 20, 30 feet away. Just being like, I want to watch this.
You jump up, and pieces of rock go flying, and there is now a giant crack down the center of the boulder.
Okay. A crack. It's still there.
It's still there. But almost like the tectonic plate shift.
Give me a stick. Give me a stick. A stick. Like a pole. A wooden pole.
I understand there,
a tree pole. And I'm going to put it in the middle and I'm going to wedge.
Okay. Okay.
She doesn't think.
Okay, Orchestrion walks over and finds like a tent pole.
Okay.
It's probably on the floor.
Sure, I'll give that
and thing. I'm like rather, I don't want to say defeated, but a little bit like amused, befuddled, but still a little like concerned. She's like, I don't know. She thinks she's really going to get this boulder moving. She's half 5'6" nothing. And
I'm like 3 foot. I got little stickies as armor.
Here's your pole, love.
Thanks.
Enjoy.
And I'm going to try to pick up the pole.
Make a strength check.
Okay. He hands you the pole, which is twice as tall as you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And what are we gonna do here?
If I can lift the pole, I'm gonna put it between the two pieces.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try to.
Go right ahead and make a strength check.
Okay. You have no idea. Can I add Viver? Because I'm very aggravated.
No, you can make a strength check.
Okay. I think you should be able to add aggravation.
Well, I think, as a rule, that should be nulled out anyway, if you think about it, because that would, being aggravated might make you stronger, but it will also make you more clumsy.
Oh.
That makes sense.
That's a 2.
Okay. The pole actually bends instead of the rock moving.
Yeah.
And Malady is now hanging off the side of the boulder.
So Orchestrion walks over and sort of is under Malady.
Okay.
And, you okay there, dear?
If I let go, will you catch me?
Yeah, sure, that'd be a good, you could trust that.
Okay, I'm gonna let go.
Okay, each of you make dexterity saving throws.
Oh, shit! See, you think it's gonna be a dark game, but then we're here. Like,
you need moments of levity.
Yeah.
Saving.
A dex saving throw, baby?
Yes.
Okay.
24.
11.
Okay, fair enough. like I'm trying to think of like one of the greatest receivers in football, whatever. But with Orchestrion is able to catch you, and he even does like the little to cradle you in so you don't take like the impact from his arms. Yes.
To fold me into your bosom.
Gracefully just guides you to the ground.
Okay. So.
I am very defeated. I am very aggravated. I'm going to walk over to like an edge of whatever, and I'm going to try to pick up like a random thing out of my damaged tent.
Okay. Okay.
Like a quill.
Okay, you get a random quill.
This is it. I'm like waving it around like a wand. Fine! This is all I get. This is what I get. And all of my effort is put to nothing. And I'm just going to walk away really pissed off.
Okay. Malady is stomping around the camp.
I'm going to do a perception. Do I see anything in that rubble that she doesn't notice?
Make a perception check.
11.
11? You see some pieces of bookbinding. You see certain magical components that might have been used for spells, but you don't see... I'm not sure if there's anything that's salvageable.
Nothing. Okay.
There's a lot of teacups around.
Yeah, there's some broken teacups. Nothing of note.
Fair enough.
Ashley, Zarkon. Anything in particular?
I've just been watching this and just been like, I mean, if we had a splitting wedge or something. I don't know.
Don't talk to me. I'm just going to cry.
Kind of talking to myself.
Okay.
Orchestrion goes and like tends to the horses.
Okay.
I'm like, you know.
You're getting them ready for travel.
I'm like humming to them and whispering to them and like making them feel better because I would imagine after everything they're a little
okay.
Yeah. And whatnot.
I'm going to go join in on that.
Okay.
Especially since I've got like high animal handling.
Okay. Make an animal handling check with advantage because Orchestrion's doing.
No. Okay.
Zarkon, anything in particular?
I would like to wander the battlefield and collect as much weaponry as I can.
Okay.
So that way we can give it to the refugees. That way they'll have stuff if they need it.
Okay. You're able to gather a handful of stuff. There's some battle axes. You're able to get a couple of spears. You get your hands on a few things.
Okay.
18 for animal handling.
You see the horse's demeanor begin to calm down. As Orchestrion is humming to them, you're stroking the top of their heads and stroking their manes, and you see them beginning to calm down.
Yeah. I'll
start help packing.
Okay.
Packing anything up. And on one of the horses, I can say, guys, we can bulk this one up a little bit more, because I'm very light, and it'll help me keep control of the horse.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have anything that's like the weapons are heavier.
Same for mine, because I'm like a 7-foot dragonborn. I don't know if I'll fit on a horse.
I'll take your pack and whatever you have.
Yeah.
Okay, you can do it that way. Like your gear, except for maybe your armor, which I'm sure you'd want to wear. Yeah. But you like your gear and stuff that you won't need immediately. You can pack it onto Malady's horse. Mm-hmm. That should do it. That should be enough. All right. So. Are you setting out immediately? Are you camping here? Are you joining the team at the rest of your people at the fake supply depot?
I feel like we should rest at the fake supply depot.
Yeah, sure. We'll head on to the
and
depot.
Then we'll head out from there.
Okay.
After we rest.
You spend the next half hour basically shutting down operations here, taking the last of whatever gear you could find. Before saddling up and heading out toward the fake supply depot. With the horses, that'll cut your travel time down to about 5 to 10 minutes. As it was about 20, 25 on foot before you get. And you actually are able to arrive there just about the same time as the other people from the camp are, as they were all on foot in a larger group than you. So the four of you on horses were able to move faster and you caught up to them. You all get there about the same time.
I'll start handing out weapons to able-bodied folks.
Okay. Derek, you're the half-orc, your hanger-on, your groupie, essentially, runs right up to you, Zarkon. And what do I get?
Here, can I show you around the house? I'm going to show you around so you can look at all the doors, and we can do an investigation. Can you help me?
Oh, yeah, that'll help you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to help you.
Because we're not staying around, so because we're not going to be here, I need you to make sure that you know the whole layout of this place, and you can keep an eye over the night, okay?
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Yeah, you got it. Let's
go. And from being on horseback, and just like kind of passing by, I'll, you know, kind of look over at Zarkon and also kind of being like aware of this guy and just be like, hey, get that kid an axe, and just keep going. Just to humor him.
I'll save one for him for when he gets back.
Okay. He tours the building with you. He comes back. You hand him a hand axe, and it is like...
Isn't there like a armory there that we found that had...
Most of it was giant-sized.
Okay.
Yeah, most of it was giant-sized.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
We tour around.
You tour around, and
we find that open door in the back, right? That
yes,
open
you do.
Wall. Is there a way that I can cover that up?
How?
How big is it?
With a curtain?
I'm saying,
you have a staple gun and a sheet?
Giant size, so we're talking about 15 feet tall, about 10 feet wide.
15.
Yeah, that's so like a wall of this house that just leads outside.
So tell me, is there a door I can close?
Tell me what you want to attempt, and we'll make the rolls for it.
So, there was a kitchen in this place, right?
There was, yes.
Did they have any tablecloths or any aprons or anything in the kitchen?
Let's see.
Also, I mean, I don't care about necessarily blocking off the wall, but if there's a door that leads to this room, can we put shit in front of it? Like barrels, boxes, something?
That you can do.
Can we alarm it in any way?
Okay. You do find a gnarled, natty kind of burlap cloth that looks like it would be a fine tablecloth for a hill giant. That appears to be about the right size that you would need to cover up that hole.
Okay, I will bring it to Malady. Would this work?
Indeed it would. But it's 10 feet up, right? So I need to stand on somebody or I need to fly?
I would offer a boost. I think I'm...
Yeah, you have some kind of flight ability.
Well, it's not that. I think I'm tall.
You're 7
feet. Oh, yeah. If you're 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I'm 7 feet tall.
She's 3 feet tall.
I'm 3 feet tall. That's 10 feet! I think I could sit on your shoulders, and then if my arms are straight up, that should be 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Want to try it?
I'll stop. Okay. I can steady you with my arms.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Malady.
Yeah.
As you and Zarkon are trying to come up with this...
Yeah, I'm going to stand on his shoulders.
Okay.
And then we'll be 10 feet.
As you're doing that, this wall of, like, thick arcane fog just begins to fill the space in. Almost as if you took a foam gun, like, to fill in a crack. And
so someone has that foam gun...
What's your Arcana bonus is like 1,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You recognize
plus
it...
Plus 10.
You recognize it as the Guards and Ward spell being casted.
Someone, holy shit!
Someone has casted that.
Do I know you have that?
You would know... well, you remember, you guys have been together for several years.
But this is kind of new for me, I think.
Oh, you just took that?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. You're not sure.
Trying it out.
What the shit is this? Who did this?
Yellow.
Meanwhile, I'm still trying to get up onto his shoulders because I'm not very dexy.
Does that work, dear?
It's very good, thank you very much. And I kind of walk off pissed.
pleasing some people.
I kind of chuckle to myself.
I kind of walk off like, I'm like...
Alright, so Guards and Wards is up. That takes care of the perimeter.
Can I place any alarms? Is there any place that I feel like I could alarm? So, like, I remember that one big room that we were in, that we did the main part of the battle. There was a couple doors that were off of that. Could I put an alarm on any of those doors?
Sure. Yeah, you can do that.
Did we destroy that bell, or just...
The bell you destroyed.
I crushed it with
my hand. Bigby's hand destroyed that. So you're casting several castings of alarm?
I'm just double checking.
Okay. Well, with that, then, everyone can settle in for an evening's rest. So, if you haven't already, make sure you've long rested.
Uh-huh.
On your character sheets. Morning comes. Yes?
About my alarm.
Okay.
I can cast 3. Each of them has a different ping tone. Each of them will go off for 1 minute within 60 feet.
Okay.
I cast it so any one of us or any of the other guards passing through them will not set off the alarm. so they can walk freely through them.
Okay.
It's only the people who are the non-combatants where we're going to ask them to stay in here.
You all, one by one, are unintentionally woken up by Ignis, who is notoriously an early riser, as she's up before the sun, pulling on her armor and beginning to rouse the other non-combatants as she wants to set out as early as possible. On foot to Blackgate, it's could be up to a 2-week journey. So she wants to get on the move as fast as she can.
Right. Should we give them a horse?
There are 17 of them.
Yeah, one horse is not going to do anything for them.
It's not going to do anything. Sorry.
Yeah, I would say Malady would probably know that.
And we probably need them more. For our purposes.
Alright. So you are... Unless there's any morning prep or anything like that, are you guys heading further into the west toward Helmgrader?
I can't think off the top of my head anything that I would want to prep other than casting my familiar to fly out ahead of us.
Okay.
So my familiar will just be like a little tiny owl.
Okay.
And then I'll have her flying out a little bit ahead of us, keeping an eye out for any markings or anything like that.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't have anything really else. Oh, I have fly. That's what I have.
I'm assuming someone has like a fire going for some morning tea or something that I could do.
Absolutely. Yeah, there would be something. You could start one.
Yeah, I'm get a nice little mug of cider or something to that effect to warm my bones.
Okay. Okay. Orchestron starting the morning off right before heading on your journey west toward Helmgrader. You are traveling mostly through... Let me pull up my geography notes here. Okay. It's mostly hills and grasslands is what you're heading through. And your morning starts off fairly uneventfully. It's a nice morning weather-wise. It's fairly temperate. But 2 hours in, Malady, your familiar... How can you communicate with your familiar if you're not in your familiar? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd have to read the whole thing again. I don't know if they can just, like, summit, speak to me. But I will say that I would go in every, 10 minutes. I'd close my eyes and see if I can see anything.
Okay. Yeah. Then after 2 hours, when you do your 10-minute check-in, you look and you see the... I don't want to call it a road, but it's, like, paths that have been worn out just by travelers traversing through the hills, pieces of the... parts of the grass get worn down.
Okay.
On the path that you're on, coming in the opposite direction, you see a riderless horse headed your way.
How far away? My familiar can go about 100 feet out.
I'd say at the cusp of its vision, like just starting to head towards you. So I will say what it can see, maybe a football field, so 400 feet out?
400 feet out. I grab your attentions. I tell you the same thing. There's a horse heading our way. Nobody's riding on it.
Is it saddled?
Is it saddled?
Yes, it is.
Question. Do I think somebody's on it, but just invisible? Does it look like somebody's actually riding on it?
As it gets closer, make a perception check. Because it's way too far away to tell that. You'd have to wait a few minutes for it to get closer.
And now, is it my perception check, or is it the owl's?
It's an excellent question.
It's an excellent question, right? Fucking D&D.
I will say yours. So just roll yours.
Perception is nothing. It's nothing. 12.
12?
Yeah.
Hard to tell. It just doesn't look like there's anything on the saddle.
Another question, Dan. Does the horse look like it's like running, like terrified, spooked, or is it just trotting?
It's running.
It's running?
Hard to tell if it's spooked or not, but it's running.
Hmm.
I share all of this information. What do you guys think?
It's coming at us?
Yep.
It's coming at us. It's about 400 something feet away.
At this point, I put it at 200.
It's about 200 something feet away. And closing quickly. I want to get off the road.
Yeah, let's get off to the side.
Okay. Let's make stealth checks then. If you're trying to hide and get out of line of sight, I would say make stealth checks.
9.
6. That's pretty good. Okay. I just skill.
Come on, save us, Ranger. Save us.
21.
17. With disadvantage.
That's
right?
Very undude.
No. On the contrary, my friend, that is very dude.
Would we, this be considered grasslands?
Yes.
Do I have advantage? Because that's fate terrain.
I don't know if you have advantage on stealth. Yeah, definitely like tracking survival for right. sure. I don't know if you'd have it on stealth.
Yeah, I was just looking at it and was like,
okay.
I wonder. I mean, I got a 21, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. You all fade into the tall grass and sort of just Kilroy it down. The horse closes and gets to the position where you were. Melody, are you okay?
I'm reading my familiar. Go ahead.
Okay. It gets to where you were, and right where you were standing before you separated to the sides and tried to hide, you see the horse now stops right in that spot and sort of starts circling. Rears up, whinnies, and is just sort of...
What the hell is this?
Moving back and forth.
Can I make an arcane what thing? I have a feeling this horse on? Is searching for
something's...
us.
Something's...
Make animal handling checks, Melody and Ashley.
God damn it. Natural one.
God damn it, I'm useless. Six.
I'll try to... I want to see if there's anything symbol or anything on the saddle.
A symbol?
Anything etched in it, like carved in it?
Make a perception check.
Okay.
I pull out a pan flute. I do have it on my inventory.
Okay.
I try to slowly walk towards, like, back ways.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what I would have to roll for this, but I want to do a little piper calm the beast thing.
I would say animal handling.
Animal handling.
21.
21. There's no religious symbol or anything like that. You do notice there is gear on it.
Okay.
That clearly would belong to a rider of some sort. And you notice some, like, arcane equipment. Like, there's a staff there, like, run through the back of the saddle that you could tell that's probably an arcane focus of some sort. But you don't notice any symbols.
Okay.
21.
21. Okay. The horse calms immediately as you begin playing. And it begins walking over to you. And it's like making eye contact with you. And you're getting this feeling that the horse is trying to communicate with you. With a 21 animal handling, you get the feeling the horse is trying to communicate. And it's... And it just keeps like going back in the direction it came.
What is it, boy? What is it?
Is Timmy in the well?
All right. Seeing this, despite failing miserably at the animal handling, I'm going to approach Orchestron and the horse and cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
And...
You cast it on me?
I think it's a... Yeah, it's a self-only spell.
Okay.
No, so you cast it on yourself.
Right.
This is not a spell that gets used often with me. Should I maybe look it up?
I want to hear the voice of the horse.
You gain the ability to comprehend and verbally communicate with beasts for the duration. So it doesn't mean the horse has a voice. I just understand what they're trying
Correct.
To say.
You understand what it's trying to say. Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, I'm apologizing to her. Because I wanted to hear that voice too.
Oh,
but it's okay, I understand.
The horse is able to communicate with you through the use of your spell that its rider fell off and needs assistance immediately.
Where is the rider?
And he's... the horse gestures...
Back the way we can.
And when you say, where's the rider, the horse turns and runs back where it was, where it came from.
All right, let's follow this horse.
Let's go see a man about a horse.
Do we feel this is a trap? I feel this is a trap.
You think the horse is part of a trap?
Why would the horse come directly to us? Like, it knew exactly who we are and where we were.
Why are we following the horse?
That's true. Only Ashley knows, yeah.
And Tom is... Well, you know what? Ashley is not particularly smart either, so maybe he's just on instinct. So, what am I rolling?
Insight.
Insight. Well, that's pretty good. That's a 17 on the die. What is my bonus? Insight. Plus 19.
You don't get any sense of deception from the horse.
That doesn't mean the horse wasn't tricked.
Ashley wants us to follow the horse. We should follow the horse.
I think we should follow the horse.
Okay.
Let's go.
Why do we feel like we have to follow the horse? Don't you think it's a trick? Is there... What's the... You talk to
animals horse? Are not malicious by nature, and this horse is... this is Tom having trouble getting words out.
Distress?
Ashley? Yeah.
Distress?
Ashley, yeah. The horse is distressed.
Oh,
they don't have the capacity for deception under duress like this.
Okay. All right, let's go.
So,
I get on my horse.
I don't know what the pause was there, because I would be all going.
Good. All good. So you chase down after the horse, and it takes you to a part of a hill that drops down, and there's a steep cliff on the side of it.
So we're off the
you go off the path. You chase the horse down the path, and after, let's say, maybe 600 feet, it veers off and heads toward the side of a cliff, into which goes down into a ravine.
Okay.
And it stops on the side, and it is, like, beating its hoof. And Ashley, when you go to look over the side, you see about maybe 15 feet down, hanging from a large branch that is sticking out of the side of the rock wall, you see a gnome female.
Okay.
In a cloak, just hanging from the... She looks up at you. Yeah, little help down here?
Before you even describe that, that is exactly what I was picturing mentally. Except maybe, like, from the scruff of her cloak cut on, like, a branch hook.
So I read through Find Familiar. Find Familiar can cast a spell that is touch.
Okay.
My familiar goes down, and I touch fly.
All right.
Nice.
Very nice. Well, what's happening? What's happening?
So the owl comes and lands, casts touch, and casts fly through touch, and now she has a flying speed of 30 feet for up to 10 minutes.
Son of a bitch, I should learn this spell.
Come Woohoo! On. Fly up here. Come on. Just think up. Think
okay, up. Okay. Up, up, up. And she flies up and flies up past you and is like flying over you.
Yes, you can do a loop-de-loo. Just go straight and then she follows.
This is cool.
All right, time's running out, lady. Let's go.
And she sets herself down. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the help.
Who are you?
My name's Beatrice.
Beatrice?
Beatrice Leafbottom.
I like the name. Beatrice Leafbottom. What's your story,
what
lady?
What happened?
I was on my way home, and this one over here, which she says... to the horse, but you can tell she's mockingly mad. She's not really mad. It's sort of like how Victoria and I get mad at Crixus, that kind of thing. Like, but this one over here, as she's like patting it on the head, got spooked when he saw a snake, didn't you, boy? Yeah, didn't you? He bucked, threw me over the side. Thankfully, I caught that branch down there.
Are you injured?
I don't think so. Everything appears to be... 10. Yep, I think I'm all right.
How long did it take us to get here?
From when the horse got you? Just a couple minutes.
I'll ask the horse. Is she messing with us, or is that what really happened?
Oh, that's what happened. He got scared, saw something, bucked her, and over the side she went. And then he went looking for help.
I'll give him a pet and say, yeah, snakes are scary. I've got like 10 minutes on.
All good. All good.
Okay. That's it? What are you in this area for?
I'm on my way home.
Where's home?
Cobblenot. Which you would all know is kind of a gnome enclave in the middle of the Rani Desert. Like gnomes that live inside the desert mountains.
Okay.
Which is going in the opposite direction. You actually have to travel through the Rani Desert to get to Blackgate.
Okay.
So she would be going in the opposite direction we're going?
Where you're going now. Like eventually you're going to head toward Blackgate if you're going to meet up with everyone else. But that's where she's headed right now. And you're going west toward Helm Crater.
Cool.
Where are you heading from?
I was out by... Hang on. Now I gotta look at my geography notes again.
Yes!
Geography of the world. All good, dude. All good.
We all get a point if we make Ven look something.
Okay.
I was down in a glass flow. I was just trying to find some friendlies to trade with or get supplies for my people. Didn't do so well for myself, but...
What are you by trade? What is your skills?
Hmm. She kind of eyes narrow at you, seeing that you're also a gnome.
Yeah. What's the skill, Zero?
She looks off to the side. See that over there? And she points out this, I guess we'll call it like a wolverine type thing that you see, like over to the side, that's like wolverine or badger type creature. You see that?
Don't kill it.
Well, I need a target.
What? Oh, target a branch.
It's got to be a living thing.
Oh, the trees are alive.
I suppose that could work.
Yeah, sure. Tree.
See that tree? And she casts Elder's Blast.
Oh, what I know that means.
You would know that means warlock.
Warlock.
Also, Glassflow? Like, what do we know anything about that?
You know that it's another city. Like most cities, it is controlled by the dragons and their people. But humanoids can travel as long as they've been allowed to, as long as you're subservient and you're allowed to behave, you behave a certain way when inside city limits and you don't let yourself get captured or get put on the radar of the dragons or the giants. There are some enclaves of trade still available. She was trying to be sneaky like ninja and try and get in and get out to get supplies.
So
you're looking for supplies, or do you trying to provide supplies? Are you trying to trade?
Yes. I was trying to trade.
Trade? What do you have to trade?
I got some stuff here, and she starts pulling out just like some trinkets and random adventuring gear. She's got like some beaded necklaces. There's some clay pottery that you can tell was made from like the clay type dirt that you could get in the Rani Desert that she says is the handiwork of her people.
Very cool. Anything special?
Nothing special. She's nowhere near as high a level as you guys are.
Very, very cool. Do we have anything that we could give her?
Do you have anything you can give her?
Let me look.
Well, we did get a bunch of like extra gear from when we
took
the account from the camp, right?
You certainly did.
Yeah. We still have some of that.
Do you have any of that stuff, big boy? It's always good to have an ally out in the world.
Called you big boy.
Let's see what would be in like packs and stuff.
Inventory.
See, inventory control is never my specialty.
apparently, I travel very fucking light. I got like nothing. Sorry, lady. We're traveling light right now. We're traveling yonder.
That's fine. Thanks for the save. We're cool.
Yep. Well. If that's it,
we're heading
good luck.
To where's the city?
You're headed toward Helm Crater.
Helm Crater. You know of anything from here to Helm Crater? Have you heard any news, any things we should know about?
Helm Crater. Haven't heard much about that place. What is that?
Don't worry about it.
Well, you're probably better off not knowing.
Oh god, alright. Fair enough. Well, if you're headed to a place where I'm better off not knowing, then I wish you lots of luck. Come on, boy! And she hoists herself up onto the horse, bids you all adieu, and then begins riding east.
Okay.
Not all random encounters have to be combat, guys.
I know, but it's very confusing, because we either want to kill something, or we want to get something, like, or we want to give something.
Is this an NPC party member, or is it just...
Yeah,
that was a side quest, guys.
Just reminding you, it's a little world, and there's a lot of things going on in it.
We did a side quest.
All right, now
something else is going to happen, and we're going to be like, "Hey, let's be buddies," and we'll be like, "Die."
Now, Ashley, because you're in the grasslands, make me a survival check with advantage.
Because that's a natural one.
See, that's a natural one. Yeah.
But 21.
21, over 20, okay. Then I will say you arrive at Helm Crater later that night without any further incident. There are no other encounters on the way. And because of Ashley's familiarity with the area and the geographic area as well, you're able to cut down on travel time and you get them there inside of the next 10 hours. So after the sun has gone down, where normally you would stop for the night, actually, you kind of have this sense that if you just push a little bit longer, you'll get there. And within an hour, you get to the large basin in the hills, which Helm Crater gets its name because it's a crater in the hills vaguely shaped like a helm, like a helmet. Very vague. If you look at it just right and squint the right eye, it kind of looks like
you can see where it comes from.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of looks like a helmet. And looking down into it, a chill comes over your body, Ashley, as you see the camp right then and there.
At the top. Oh, shit, we're like here.